carrots.
Okay, and what else? What other vegetables do you raise around here in the gardens? I know your neighbor over there had a great big garden, it looked like.
He gave me a lot of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
He has ever since I've been here.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said he had about 3 acres out there, didn't he? Or is it more than that?
I believe they call it four.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What other things does he raise in that he maybe just...
Well, corn, peas, butter beans, and butter peas,
mm-hmm.
and sweet potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and of course Irish potatoes,
mm-hmm.
peppers,
mm-hmm.
eggplants.
Mm-hmm.
And it just about goes all the way with
sure,
it in
sure.
the spring.
Sure. The one I was going to ask about was okra. Do you?
Oh.
Does he raise that?
Mm-hmm.
And do you cook it? You
mm-hmm.
like it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
What sort of? How do you fix it?
Well, you boil it on peas or butter beans, or you cut it up and fry it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call it then when you fry it?
Fried okra.
Uh-huh. And do you use it in soup?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of soup do you make?
Oh, vegetable soup.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you call that one what? That vegetable? The long, the little green one that we're just talking about.
Okra.
Okay. And if you leave an apple or a plum or some fruit around, it will kind of dry up and then kind of wrinkle up. What do you call that? You say, look, it's all
dry.
Okay.
Or dried.
Okay. And what is the difference between a prune and a plum, I guess? It has, what do you call it when it gets smaller?
The prune?
Uh-huh. You say it's all shrunk up,
would dried up be
okay.
All right?
To describe the skin of a dried apple, if it gets all wrinkled, you might say it's
swivel.
Okay. And what about the vegetables that come in big leafy heads?
Cabbage.
And what about, how do you all raise lettuce around here? You usually have it leafy or do you get it in?
No, I've never been able to get it in a, what you'd call a head, you know, kind of a type head.
Uh-huh.
It'd be leafy.
Uh-huh. But when you buy it at the grocery store, if you were going to ask for two bunches like that, you might tell the grocer to give you two what of lettuce?
Two heads.
Okay. And have you ever heard the head used to count children? A long time ago, have you ever heard anybody say, well, I've got five heads.
Head.
Never heard that.
No, I don't believe I have. I don't remember.
My grandfather and I have seen this word since. Never heard it used any other way. He used to say a passel. Ever heard that word?
Yes, I have.
To me a lot. He used to say, so-and-so's got a passel of children. Any way that you could you think of it, did I say that? Probably just say a lot of children.
A lot of children.
Okay. What exactly does the word passel mean to you? Would you ever
well,
use it?
No. That I can remember of, I've never used it.
Mm-hmm. Neighbors around here, or you think older people?
Well, I just think of older people.
Uh-huh. And how would they have used it? Do you remember? Anybody say a grandmother or anybody would might they have used it? How would they maybe have used it in a sentence? Do you remember hearing it used in a sentence in any particular?